Right in the heart of downtown Frederick sits the building that has witnessed more pain, loss, and quiet resilience than most will ever know. This is the National Museum of Civil War Medicine, a place where history isn't just preserved, it pulses beneath your feet. During the Civil War, Frederick transformed into a massive medical hub. After battles at Antietam, Monocacy, and South Mountain, thousands of wounded soldiers, Union and Confederate alike, were brought into Frederick for care. Churches, barns, and even private homes became makeshift hospitals. The building where the museum is located was a furniture maker and undertaker business during the Civil War. It provided funeral and embalming services for soldiers who died in nearby battles before they were sent home or buried. An eerily fitting setting for exhibits filled with surgical kits, bone saws, and the grim tools of wartime survival. But what remains inside these walls goes far beyond the artifacts. Visitors and staff alike report phantom footsteps echoing down hallways when the building is empty. A female voice, soft and melodic, has been heard humming in the exhibit rooms, often near the surgical scenes or medical tents. Some say she's a nurse who stayed behind tending the wounded in death as she did in life. Others feel a sudden chill near the embalming room, followed by the unmistakable scent of ether or like iron-rich blood, though no chemicals are in use nearby. Cameras are known to malfunction, batteries get drained, and a few guests claim they've seen a figure in tattered military blue step around a corner, only to vanish when they follow them. With this much death, trauma, and human desperation sealed into the building's foundation, it's not hard to believe that something lingers. Ghost hunters who have visited say it's not violent energy, just present, watching, waiting. The museum sometimes offers haunted tours during October. Now, you won't find jump scares here, though. What you'll find is something quieter, and in many ways more haunting. The weight of lives cut short, the echoes of whispered prayers, the souls of the forgotten. So as you walk through the exhibits, don't just read the labels. Listen. Breathe it in. You might just catch a glimpse of the past staring right back at you.